This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome to a new week. As we get into this week, let's just remember that we must build our lives around our relationship with God. That is the anchor of your spiritual life. All of life falls into place when God is at the center of it. And life is never right when myself is the guiding principle of my life. No, put God first, and your own life will be the best possible as well. One of the most important ways to put God first in your life and to build your life around Him is to build it around His Word, the Bible, and what He shows us about life in there. And one of the great passages where that happens is Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples, one of his last great conversations with them, as he tries to prepare them to live life without him being there alongside of them. And really, that's our condition, isn't it, as we live life? And so there's great lessons for us in this section. Jesus has just been talking about how the world around us sometimes resents us because of our love for God, our way of living life, our moral standards, our beliefs. And yet, we must press on to live for God no matter what. Jesus says in John 16, verse 5, "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." Man, you can just imagine the feelings the disciples were having as Jesus is telling them really plainly now, "I'm getting ready to go, guys. The things I'm talking to you about today are so that you'll be ready to live life without me. I've become the center of your lives, but you have to learn to live without my physical presence here with you." They must have just gone all cold inside at those words. Their dearest friend, the most important person in their life, was going to be gone. "Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." And then one of the most amazing statements of Scripture, Jesus says, "But I tell you the truth." And remember, when Jesus says that, it means he's going to say something they're going to have trouble believing, but it's true anyway. "I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away." Now, what do you think the disciples thought about that? "Right, Jesus. What do you mean? How can it possibly be to our advantage for you to go away? I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. Listen, for if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." This is why it was better for the disciples for Jesus to go away, because if he didn't go away, he would not send the Holy Spirit to live within them. It was to their advantage to have the Holy Spirit within them, far better even than having Jesus with them, was God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit in them, transforming them, living through them, the life of God. What they could never do, live out the Christian life, the life Jesus had been teaching them about, God would do in and through them. And you and I have that same Holy Spirit living within us if we have put our trust in Jesus Christ, been born again from above, born of the Spirit. Then we also have God living within us. We have that same advantage Jesus was telling the disciples about. As you go into this day, go into it in the power of God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.